Title: God's Heart on Divorce, A Covenant, Not a Contract. Introduction. Divorce is one of the most painful and controversial subjects in the church and the world today. In a culture that promotes individualism and temporary satisfaction, marriage has been reduced from a sacred covenant to a disposable contract. Yet, from an apostolic Pentecostal standpoint, grounded in scripture and holiness, marriage is ordained by God as a lifelong covenant, not to be broken lightly. The Bible clearly declares in Malachi chapter 2, verse 16, "For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce." Though there are clauses in the New Testament that mention allowances for divorce, the consistent heartbeat of God throughout Scripture is reconciliation. Number 1. God's Original Design for Marriage. From the beginning, God created marriage to be a union between one man and one woman for life. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24 says, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Jesus reinforced this in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 6. "Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate." Marriage is a divine covenant, a sacred vow before God. The New Testament allows for divorce only in specific, extreme cases, such as marital unfaithfulness, according to Matthew chapter 19, verse 9. But even then, Jesus' ideal is always restoration and forgiveness, not separation. Number 2. The Story of Hosea and Gomer, A Picture of God's Mercy. Perhaps no story in Scripture illustrates God's heart toward reconciliation in marriage more than the story of Hosea and Gomer. God commanded the prophet Hosea to marry Gomer, a woman known for her unfaithfulness. Over time, she betrayed him multiple times, giving herself to other lovers and even becoming enslaved. By human reasoning, Hosea had every right to divorce her, but God told Hosea to go back and bring his wife home each time. "Then the Lord said to me, 'Go again, love a woman who is loved by a lover and is committing adultery, just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel,' as stated in Hosea chapter 3, verse 1. Hosea didn't just forgive, he redeemed her. He bought her back, mirroring how God continually redeems his unfaithful people. This story is a divine picture of covenantal love, not based on feelings or performance, but on God's unchanging commitment. Today, people divorce over much less: financial stress, miscommunication, incompatibility, or simply falling out of love. But Gomer committed adultery, betrayal, and abandonment, yet Hosea forgave her again and again because he walked in obedience to God's heart. Number 3. Modern Divorce and the Loss of Covenant. In modern times, marriage has become something people easily walk away from. Couples say, "We just don't get along," or "We've grown apart." There is no biblical allowance for divorce just because of emotional dissatisfaction. Many divorces happen without any act of adultery, and this grieves the heart of God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 32, "But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason, except sexual immorality, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery." This scripture reveals a sobering truth. If you divorce without biblical justification and remarry, you place both yourself and your new spouse into the sin of adultery. This is not legalism, it is reverence for God's word and his standards. Many today marry and remarry multiple times without ever asking whether the first covenant was ever broken in God's eyes. According to Romans chapter 7, verses 2 through 3, a wife is bound to her husband as long as he lives, and if she marries another man while her husband is still alive, she is considered an adulteress. God does not co-sign every marriage, only those that align with his word and are entered into in righteousness. Number 4. The Seriousness of Vows. When we marry, we make a vow before God. The Bible warns us in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 4 through 5, "When you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed. Better not to vow than to vow and not pay." God takes vows seriously. A marriage covenant is not just a social arrangement, it is a spiritual promise, one that should not be broken lightly. When believers treat marriage as a casual commitment, we dishonor God and damage our witness to the world. In closing, a call back to covenant. Marriage is more than love and compatibility. It is a God-ordained covenant that reflects Christ's relationship with the church, according to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 32. While God has mercy for those who have made mistakes, He also calls His people to walk in obedience and reverence for His word. If your marriage is struggling, look to the example of Hosea. If your spouse has hurt you, pray for restoration. Seek counseling, forgiveness, and above all, God's will. Let us not look for reasons to walk away, but reasons to hold on. God hates divorce, not because He hates people who are divorced, but because He loves covenant. Let us, as children of God, uphold the sanctity of marriage and model the grace, forgiveness, and covenantal love that Jesus shows to us all.